You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife.
Yes.
No, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
No, you're right there. Yes, the Vodafone New Zealand Music Awards took place last Thursday, and a bunch of real great things happened. I mean, Swidit played, they mesmerised the crowds, Teix accepted his award in Te Reo Māori, and Jacinda and Lord had a very famous hug, and it's made for what's been called the defining moment of 2017 by a lot of people. A couple of us BFM folk were lucky enough to witness the whole beautiful mess that was the New Zealand Music Awards, because what's New Zealand music without BFM? Here's Jogai, Amanda and Sarah, who were lucky enough to catch up with the most electrifying rap group in the game today, Stonyhunger's finest, Swidit.
Yo, we got the brisket and the massive onions.
Oh yeah, we got onions, not potatoes.
We had the
onions. We had the onions. Baby onions.
We had a lot of onions, bruh.
Hey, Bindi.
Because I'm from Australia, bruh. Shout out to Bindi.
Hey, Bindi. Bindi. Bindi, they need you up front, Bindi.
Okay, straight off the bat, congratulations for everything. You guys undoubtedly have the most insane work ethic. You guys work very hard. This cannot be a surprise to you guys.
Man.
All of the...
If only we did our chores that hard, eh?
No.
Only if we did dishes.
If only we put the rubbish out on time. If only we put the rubbish out on Monday.
That's domestic. That's domestic. This is
mahi. INF played up in Australia.
This is mahi.
But you guys can't be surprised at this, right?
I was surprised that he played up in Australia.
All I know is we're the most electrifying rap group in entertainment.
Hold that thought. We're the most nominated rap group in entertainment.
Facts.
We're the fucking flyest parties ever.
Swearing.
Straight up.
Lord.
But like in American hip hop and stuff, like there's East Coast, West Coast, sense of place is such a huge thing. And in New Zealand a little while ago there wasn't that, but you guys have really turned that around. What kind of, like, Onehanger has had such a big influence on your music. What does that mean to you?
It just means that Stonyhunger is the best place on earth. It's the closest place you can get to... Hey, I got my own mic here, mate. It's the closest place you can get to heaven, and we love it.
Stonyhunger is heaven.
I don't know what he said, but whatever he said, I trust it.
And it's fucked.
Because we're related. That's why.
I was born there.
Brethren.
Okay.
Have you guys seen Terminator?
But also...
When he appears in the middle of the street naked?
If Lord came through
that's
right
how we
now,
were born.
What would happen?
Sorry, what was that?
If Lord came through right now, what would happen?
She's right there. Lord already touched my hand and said I was amazing, so...
She touched your anus? What?
Whoa, she touched my hand.
Okay, shit, sorry.
You want to know who touched his anus?
Boomer did.
In Melbourne.
See, this is why I have to do it.
Okay, anyway, just stop the Melbourne talk. Okay. Okay, anyway, you guys aren't exactly wearing it today, but you guys have kind of made the whole Hawaiian shirt matching thing.
Facts, big facts.
Taika Waititi is also ready to start repping.
Oh, man. Hey, shout out to Taika Waititi. But hey.
We're running low at home. So
much love to Taika.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I came through with that pineapple two-piece. First, I came through real clean with the pineapple two-piece, but shout out to Taika.
Are you guys the trendsetters? Is this the next fashion trend?
I think he's seen it, and then, like, you know...
What he's saying is, yes, we are.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Yeah, that's right. Shout out Tiger.
What's that saying, though? It's imitation is...
We're running low on knives at home.
Best form of flattery.
So I'm taking knives home tonight. Only to have spots. Just kidding. We don't condone marijuana.
We don't do drugs.
We don't agree with alcohol.
Each other.
We don't agree with violence. We do not agree with the government! We do. I voted.
The old government, you
mean. I voted Winston Peters. Jacinda, thank me later. All right.
Shout out Jacinda.
Final question. All right, go. You guys have kind of implemented this massive generational change in terms of your attitudes. In terms of, like, there used to be this massive tall poppy syndrome thing where people were proud
bring it right
to be
here.
You guys are very proud.
Hey, we're very proud of what we do. We work hard. And us being humble is this right here, because this is reminding us of how hard we work, how far we've come. So we're celebrating our wins, blessings. So make sure you do that too. You can't just work so hard and be like, oh, nah, yeah, it was all right. Nah, you gotta stand up and be like, I did that shit. That was me. I work hard. Be proud of yourself. Always put yourself first and go straight all the way.
And I got knives.
Yes, indeed. That was the wonderful Joe Guy, Amanda and Sarah talking to the wonderful, incredible Swidit at the Music Awards. We also caught up with Sharon O'Neill, who was inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame, to get her thoughts.
There's a new force of looking at pop music and saying, that's songcraft. That's amazing songcraft. So is it odd in a way, or because you've been in Sydney for so long, have you always felt this kind of appreciation for what you gave to the form when you did?
Well, you know, you progress with age. And even though I'm in Sydney, I come back here a lot, so I keep my roots fairly well planted. And tonight's been particularly great for me because I do get out of touch with New Zealand music, and I just had a ball. There was so much I heard that I hadn't heard before. I was so impressed, unbelievably impressed. And, you know, since I was around, times have changed. The decades have rolled along, so a lot of things have changed. So it's very interesting for someone like me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.